You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hello, everybody. This is Faye speaking on fakeologist.com live audio stream. It is the 16th of November, if I'm right. Let me check this. No, it's the 15th of November, 2019. And I am going to read something from fakeologist.com and on a very interesting discussion that has arisen. I don't know if you are hearing, if you are listening. So if somebody is listening, please give me some kind of comment in the audio chat live stream, text stream. I also would like to invite anyone to join me in the audio chat live stream. I think it would be more interesting to have more than one person talking. The topic that arose my interest was a discussion between Gaia and Unreal, which is possibly still going on. I'm not sure because I didn't get the latest posts on fakeologist.com. But I am anyway starting with the post from up at 1:36 p.m. Eastern Time. That's the timestamp in the general text stream where I'm reading this from. First fake circumcision story. Up says, Up is commenting, I don't go out of my way to find fake snip stories. But this came by way of an Intactivist's Twitter feed. No official names, 22 hoax code, sim parents, all markers of a simulated story. The following is now in quotes. It is a part of the publication. An Ontario doctor has been cautioned after a 22-day-old baby bled to death from a circumcision done horribly wrong, underscoring the heated debate over a simple yet contentious procedure. Ontario newborn bleeds to death after family doctor persuades parents to get him circumcised. Most circumcision deaths never come to light. There is a link. The Twitter post was by Brother K underscore K underscore BSM, November 14th, 2019. Yes, that's interesting because I have never heard actually that there are fake circumcisions. I cannot now think of, in any field it is possible to have also fake stories, and I'm just trying to think what could be the reasoning of publications that are fake in the field of circumcisions. And my thoughts is that it could be possible. Yeah, it would make sense to publicize a fake story about a circumcision gone wrong, in order to enhance a debate about, for example, about legal consequences of circumcision. Circumcision is a very hot topic in the field of female circumcision, quote-unquote. It is comparable. I don't know if the term in English is the same, but I think in Greek it is the same. For male and female, although the act itself, the intervention on the body, on the genitals, is not the same. In female circumcision we have, if the term is the same in English, I'm not sure. Let's take it now as my hypothesis. Female circumcision means that you cut away the clitoris completely. This habit or usus or ritual or maybe also religiously implemented act is mostly done by quote-unquote tribal, cultural societies. It is a topic worldwide because there is, of course, there is intervention of the progressive, let's say, cultural societies, which is the West. It comes as an intervention in a cultural context on the basis that this is an inhuman treatment of the female population. I am not going to take position now if it's good or not good, because the good or not good is not the real problem here. The real problem is that the intervention comes from an ethical, medical, imperialistic, let's say, habitus. It is pushed by the United Nations and by Angelina Jolie. And I'm not saying, this is very important, I'm not saying I am, I find this practice something positive or negative. I'm just saying, I'm just now analyzing the context and the intervention that happens on a societal basis. And similarly, I would say that the circumcision of male human beings in a very young age is not only happening in what is the I'm not absolutely sure now. I think that
you're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
Thank you, Streamerbot. I was saying that circumcision is a praxis or practice, I'm not sure, practice of the Jewish cultural context, which is not a cultural context but a religious context. It's clearly defined by religion. We are not going to discuss now the difference about the difference between religion and culture. I don't know exactly what the difference is, but religion has cultural aspects. And the practice of circumcision of male human beings by this religious context is obviously very, very much criticized, and it is also, it is not only criticized as a praxis, that means as the act of circumcising. It is criticized as a whole ritual, which is, I'm not sure if this is really true, but I have seen myself some videos where some older guys are biting and then spitting off the parts that they are circumcising. I'm not sure if that's the case. This could also be a kind of I don't know, heating up the debate by making provocative videos. It could also be true. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to see what the meaning of a fake circumcision death means. And of course, in this publication, the emphasis is that it is the death of a practically newborn human being. 22 days is newborn. So the critique is that circumcision leads to death. And I see here the parallelism to the female circumcision that also is happening under rural, I think we can say, circumstances many times. I mean, they do not go to a specialized doctor and take away the clitoris of a woman, of a little child that is a woman. But they do it under very dangerous and harming and painful and also sometimes possibly leading to death circumstance. So I see here the idea of having the same platform for creating a legal frame to go after the people that do circumcise male newborns or children or babies. Somebody should enlighten me if Muslims do circumcise male the male populace. I don't know. I should research this first in order to have an idea what this could mean. But I have some thoughts also which are often let's say. Because I did this comparison, or not even comparison, but I put those two things next to each other, the female circumcision and the male circumcision practiced by a religious context. This must have some kind of quote-unquote evolutionary meaning, because many of the rituals that the traditions arise actually out of circumstances which have to do with the survival of societies and the guarantee of survival. And if I would go in that direction, continuing my quote-unquote comparison, I would say that the dispositif of the female circumcision is obviously that in a context of power upon female members of a society, it is a control of their bodies, control of their sexuality, and control of who is going to be the next generation, and how it would be possible to recognize with more accuracy the real, let's say, sons and daughters of some clan or some powerful person, etc. So it is about power and occupied female potency to give birth. And on the other hand, the male circumcision, I see in the male circumcision, I would suppose that it has possibly its roots in an understanding of health, which also, of course, has to do with power, because you want the members of your own clan or society or group or membership or whatever to be healthy and strong so that they can survive in time and continue the narrative of your history. But it is more subtle as a power dispositif. It has to do with enabling the sexual potency of male human beings to what is the equivalent of giving birth for the male population? In English, I mean, in Greek and German, I would know it. to make women pregnant, to make women pregnant. So it is from these thoughts I am led to think that circumcision is a very powerful tool to occupy male bodies, because you intervene directly in their potency as male human beings in time. You do not only occupy the body now with the act of circumcising, you occupy the potency to make women a female body pregnant, let's say. That's interesting. I'm not sure that's right, that my thoughts are right. I've never read about this topic. I'm just thinking loudly. And I would really like to discuss about... I'm sorry about that. Someone here is shouting. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was the post by App. And now I'm going to continue, although the discussion is just, for me... not finished, it's just opened. I cannot continue discussing it because I do not have other thoughts now about that. Now there is a comment by Gaia on 2:57 p.m. East, and he's saying, huh? No official names is a good thing. The protection of privacy. I cannot imagine any real parent wanting their name in the papers for this. Would you, seriously? Fake actors use their names because they are disposable anyway. It could be fake, quote-unquote, but why can't it be real? There are no 22-day-old babies? You see, this is why I left your Discord. In good standing, a difference in direction. I don't have patience to deal with nihilists. And by applying to no standards other than some superficial things, parentheses, look at how unreal, scandalously accused fellow former contributors of your side of being liars, based on the same cloud of confirmation bias, cherry-picking and tunnel vision, parentheses closed, you by definition become one. I wouldn't be proud of that. But like I said, difference in idea of direction. I need a cigarette for this comment, because there are several I would like to comment here. So first of all, Gaia is commenting on the post of App that clearly, in my understanding, says that there are fake circumcisions. App does not present some interpretation of why. I had some thoughts and I presented them. And for me, it makes sense that fake circumcisions are possible because, as I said, there is the United Nations or United Health Organizations, whatever this United Global stuff are trying to frame legally. There could also be other reasons. Enlighten me if you know some more. But for me, obviously, it is possible. Gaia does not think that this is a fake story. That's clear. He says it could be fake, but why can't it be real? There are no 22-day-old babies. His argument is that 22-day-old babies obviously are a possibility. Every baby at some point in time is 22 days old. So he says it could be fake, but why can't it be real? That means, actually, in this negative question, he is proposing his view that it can be real. You do not believe that it is real. You have to say why it can't be real. So it is a very confused way of criticizing and saying his own opinion. He could have said it could be fake, but I believe it is not fake. And I don't believe that 22 in this case means hoax. I don't think that official names missing in a post means that it is fake. He does this in a very rhetoric way, which is obviously a characteristic of Gaia's way of writing. And it is, in my understanding, also under, what's the English term? Under the lines, under the wording, there is an accusation from the beginning. Huh? That means, huh? What are you talking about? Are you kidding me now? Why has this to be fake? Huh? No official names is a good thing. The protection of privacy. I cannot imagine any real parent wanting their name in the papers for this. Would you seriously? Are you serious? No, you are not serious saying this. Fake actors use their names because they are disposable anyway. Huh? I mean, this is a way of articulating, which means, you are not a serious person. You are not serious by proposing that this post is describing a fake story, is a propaganda piece in order to whatever, for whatever agenda. And it is also stupid, because nobody can actually, being serious, negate that there are babies that are 22 days old. We could even go further that it is absolutely illogical, stupid, and I don't have a better word in English. It is ridiculous. Yes, it is ridiculous. You are ridiculous. I'm now, of course, ironically describing Gaia's attitude in this post. It is ridiculous. You are ridiculous because you think that 22-day-old babies do not exist. And possibly they die also. This is maybe more rare, and that's why Gaia does not bring this as an argument. And this is, of course, the introduction of Gaia, who is using this introduction now relating to the post about fake circumcision death, because he wants to state something about why he left. So Gaia feels, I'm sorry for the noise, I cannot switch it off, it is not audio, it is live, it is real outside. Gaia left Discord some days ago, I'm not sure, because I'm not very often on Discord. He left Discord by disagreeing with something, yeah, and he wants to explain here why he left Discord. In good standing, a difference in direction. So he says, I have a difference. You have one direction, I have another direction. My direction is, is the direction of Ab's Discord. It is a nihilistic surrounding. Gaia says, I don't have patience to deal with nihilists or nihilists. That comes from nihil. Nothing, I don't know if you know the word, but actually anarchists are the most nihilists, so whatever. So he accuses only the Discord of App, not the fecologist.com, because Gaia continues to comment on fecologist.com, but he accuses App of being a nihilist, and that's why he left Discord. So, this is for me absolutely crazy what he is stating here, because you cannot leave fecologist.com by leaving Discord.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. So I'm continuing. Gaia says, this is why I left your Discord. So what is the reason? The reason is the introduction of his, that means the first part of his comment, that was ironically and accusing the post and the publisher of the post that he is not serious, that he is ridiculous, that he is stupid. This is not all written and worded, but it is, as I explained previously, it is underlying the sentences and evocative, in an evocative way of articulating. Fakeologist is ridiculous, stupid, and not serious, and that is why Gaia left only the Discord, not the Fakeologist.com. This doesn't make any sense. This is very stupid, really. This is stupid, and I say it directly. And it is not only stupid, it is a hideous art of differentiating what he cannot differentiate, because if he wants to leave Fakeologist.com, he can do so. But he cannot do so because he has his project there, which is Fakopedia, and which is hosted by Fakeologist.com. So he is not leaving because of his project, but still he is staying and accusing everyone of not being serious and being ridiculous. I'm sorry, not everyone, but in this case, he is being ridiculous, accusing only the publisher of the post about fake circumcision death. That's the first, and I'm continuing now by reading the rest of the post, or the comment of by Gaia. As I said, I don't have patience to deal with nihilists, and by applying no standards other than some superficial things, you by definition become one. This is because there is the big parenthesis, which I'm going to comment on after the first main sentence. The main sentence is, and by applying no standards other than some superficial things, you by definition become one. That means that goes, this you goes to up, to the one who posted the comment, the fake circumcision death post. Gaia says, I repeat my interpretation, Gaia says, I left Discord, I have a different direction, I do not have patience to deal with nihilists. And by applying no standards, you become a nihilist by definition. So, first of all, the definition of a nihilist does not include that someone has to have standards or no standards. It's completely irrelevant if you have standards. You can have standards and still be a nihilist. And you can, I think Gaia should read some philosophical context. They could start with Hannah Arendt in order to fresh up his knowledge about the history of thinking and of thought, because he thinks sometimes, that's my opinion, that he's the creator of some thoughts which have been articulated some centuries ago. So this is completely irrelevant. There is no definition of a nihilist which has to do with any kind of standards. So this is just a completely artificial and only rhetoric phrase, which is going, which, what is the meaning of this sentence? The meaning of this sentence is, you are also a nihilist. And I want to emphasize that you are a nihilist, and I'm saying why you are a nihilist. You are a nihilist, that's my interpretation of Gaia's thoughts, which are articulated here, underlying the sentences. You are a nihilist because you do not have standards. I mean, now we have to differentiate. Up has standards according to Gaia, but only some superficial things. Superficial, I guess it means that it is not real. Superficial means out of the realm of reality or not touchable, not clear. It has many meanings, but in this case, it is similar to his metaphor of Sirius that he used in his introduction, which was actually stating you are not Sirius. It is ridiculous. It's also an expression of ridicule. Your standards are ridiculous. Superficial things, they are ridiculous, they are stupid. And now comes the example, which is articulated by Gaia in a parenthesis. I don't know the English word. Parenthesis? It's a break, not break. I don't know. You know what I mean. You open a sentence within a sentence, and then you close it also with a parenthesis. And the parenthesis is an example of the ridiculous standards that Up applies in his Discord, because Gaia did not leave ecologists, he left only Discord. Look at how unreal, scandalously accused fellow former contributors of your side of being liars based on the same cloud of confirmation bias, cherry-picking, and tunnel vision. So this is the example of superficial things, which means, as we said, I said, pluralis majestatis, that was, ridiculous standards up. You use stupid standards of the kind with which unreal accused fellow former contributors of your side of being liars. What is he talking about? So what is this scandalous accusation of fellow former contributors that Unreal did? Unreal is going to answer. Sorry, that was an old motorbike which was fixed by some immigrants. I think we have to go for this discussion to the post of, to the comment of Unreal that is following. But in order to articulate my thoughts now, to make it complete for the moment being, I repeat the interpretation. Gaia left Discord without leaving Fecologist because Fecologist is a nihilist, because he applies ridiculous standards such as Unreal. So he compares Fecologist with Unreal, and we are going to see now what is, first of all, Unreal and Fecologist did not have the same position on this story that is going to follow, as far as I understood it. But I'm going to expand that after reading also the comment of by Unreal. After I finish with the last sentence that Gaia's comment has, I wouldn't be proud of that, but like I said, difference in idea of direction. So actually, this is also not very clearly articulated, because Gaia likes this metaphorical and emphasizing adjectives that he used, scandalous and nihilistic and ridiculous and superficial, all adjectives. We know that much use of adjectives is actually a poor language, because it does not have the clear thoughts about what is going to be articulated. That's the reason why, for example, many kitsch romances are full of adjectives because they are not able to evoke emotions by creating a subtle context and triggering your emotions, triggering your imagination. But they say, the very red flowers and the roses, and it was full, and it was clear, and it was lovely, and it was... So they are telling you what emotions you should have. They are not triggering your imagination so that you can have the emotions yourself. So that was just my parenthesis now. Actually, now, with this last sentence, Gaia is accusing Ab that he did take the wrong direction by, in this concrete case of the scandalous accusations by Unreal against fellow former contributors, of being liars, based on a cloud of confirmation bias, cherry picking, and tunnel vision. I know now what this last sentence means. It could also mean I am only coming back to your Discord because from fecologist.com I cannot leave because my project is there. And I earn money also from that project, or maybe possibly I'm going to make money out of it via Patreon, or I don't know. But I'm not sure if he says I'm going to only to come back if you take another direction. So it would be actually a subtle form, a stupid subtle form of blackmail. It could also be a helpless voice of stating, I cannot come back because these fellow former contributors, I loved them. They were so lovely and red and rose. And I don't know why else they were important, but I loved them. So I cannot come back because you have a different direction. My God. Now comes a comment by Unreal. Of course, before we come to Unreal, we have to remember ourselves that these two things are completely, actually, it is a misuse of the post of Ab to take it as a bridge in order to articulate why do you leave Discord without leaving Fecologist. Because it has nothing to do with circumcision deaths. Where are the thoughts about, is this, it says, Ab says, that's my proposal, this is a fake story, and this is what I can say about it. And Gaia says, I don't believe that you are right. I think I have different standards. My standards are better. Where are the better standards? What did you say about fake? Nothing. You just said, I'm going because your standards are not so good. And I'm not saying in relation to the fake circumcision death, I'm saying they are not so good in relation Andalusian accusations against former lovely roses contributors. Okay, now we are going to Unreal. Unreal starts his comment by quoting Gaia. Quote, look at how Unreal scandalously accused fellow contributors of your site of being liars based on the same cloud of confirmation bias, cherry picking and tunnel vision. Quote, closed. Unreal says, you, Gaia, and other dishonest researchers have been addressed numerous times about the rare cases of fake layman researchers operating in the fecologist ecosystem that actively have participated in media hoaxes, parenthesis, Annette Carrion death hoax, Muckleshoot Casino Shooter Hopes. Parent closed. I have to continue because it is not clear yet what he is going to state. He just says you have been addressed numerous times about rare cases of fake layman researchers. What is common for both the fence sitters and naysayers regarding possible rotten apples in the conspiracy community is their complete lack of contribution to the research itself on any of the media hoaxes in question. Now I'm understanding what he's saying. First of all, it has another paragraph, but I'm trying to comment now on this. Unreal directly addresses the bridge that Gaia made with his comment, which is, as I repeated, completely unrelated to the standards in the research of fake circumcision deaths, because he was accused. That's my understanding. He was invoked and addressed directly by Gaia as a scandalously accusator. And that's why he starts, of course, with the quote by Gaia's comment. And he says, as I understand it, you have been numerous times addressed about these two concrete cases, which is the Annette Carrion death hoax and the Muckleshoot Casino shooter hoax. The Annette Carrion death hoax was in relation to J.R. Adams, which was a character on Fakeologist.com, Discord, and also an important character of the Hoaxbusters audios, which were, I don't remember exactly when they started, maybe 2012 or 2014, I'm not sure anymore, and I don't have my laptop at the moment. But you can find this on Fakeologist.com and also on Hoaxbusters, of course, direct. And the Muckleshoot Casino shooter hoax was a media story that was presented by Cahen, which was also a very important character in the first years of Fakeologist.com. As I remember, she joined in 2014 or 2015. I still cannot give you the exact date, but it is interesting also for me, and it is related also to the research about this character. The Muckleshoot Casino shooter hoax was presented by Clues Chronicles, which is a podcast by, which was a podcast by Hoi Polloi and Cahen, which was directly an outsourced audio, let's say, by the Clues Forum, which is the forum that was created to present September Clues, which is the important video which analyzed the media participation in the 9/11 hoax. I'm saying this because the media involvement in the 9/11 hoax was what September Clues presented. It is the analysis of the participation of media. It's not the analysis of the 9/11, the analysis of the media participation, and only, of course, of a part of the media involvement. It's not a complete analysis of all media involvement or of the modus operandi of the media on that day, and etc., etc. And it is not an analysis of the 9/11 hoax as such. It's important, this difference. I will come back to that another time when I'm presenting 9/11 material, maybe. So I repeat my interpretation of Unreal's comment. You, Gaia, says Unreal, you are dishonest because you have been addressed in both cases that have been discussed on Fakeologist.com, not on Discord. These two hoaxes have been discussed. Annette Carrion death hoax related to J.R. Adams and Muckleshoot Casino shooter hoax related to Cahen. These two topics have been discussed on the Fakeologist.com forum, and on posts that have been presented there, if I'm right with my memory, if my memory serves me, and Gaia has been addressed, that's what Unreal states. It is not okay if you are accusing someone of not keeping standards without participating in the discussion which has put the standards. Because this research about the Annette Carrion death hoax and the Muckleshoot casino shooter hoax has been, as far as I remember, has put some standards and has kept the standards existing very high. It was an in-depth research of multiple sources. In the case of Annette Carrion, I remember it because it was. I was not a participant of that research. I was a participant of the discussions only, also on the F55 in those times, but also on Discord and on the live stream. But in the research that was written and published on Fecologist.com, I remember that it was quite difficult because it was also in Spanish, because the person was an active, the character of Annette Carrion was an active figure also in the Latino community. And it was very interesting, that's what I understand. Not interesting, it is common for fence-sitters and naysayers regarding possible rotten apples in the conspiracy community that they lack contribution in the research of suspected cases, let's say, of rotten apples. So, I continue now with the last paragraph of Unreal. Non-contribution to any type of research would normally mean such individuals would restrain themselves from such solid. I don't understand this sentence because I don't understand solid now. I have to ask Unreal and to comment another time on that. But in my understanding, and I'm now continuing my interpretation and putting also some own thoughts, I personally am of the opinion that it is a very big phase between complete trust and complete suspicion. And if you start with psychological terms of paranoia or such, which I am personally, I say it about myself, I catch myself sometimes to become really a bit paranoid. That means I am emotionally affected of my own related to suspicions that I have, but the suspicions are real. The paranoia is an intensifying characteristic, which is maybe also my character, I don't know. But I am not paranoid in a medical term. I am just sometimes lacking the possibility of controlling my emotions relating to these suspicions. But I clearly am of the opinion that suspicious behavior related to the research of media hoaxes has to be investigated, because that's what Fecologist.com is doing. That's why people are here. That's the main focus of the Fecologist.com webpage. And it is part of the standards also, I would say. And even if after a research someone comes to the conclusion, okay, I am convinced about that, and someone else comes to the conclusion, I am not convinced about that, by not participating in the research, or by ridiculing the research, or by being ironic against the research, or by banalizing it, or whatever one can say. For example, there was one moment where I thought that it was being ridiculed, having the suspicion, which I really had in that time, that UP was supporting Brian Staveley by calling in his live stream and talking to him with some kind of voice changer. First of all, this does not mean that Ab is dishonest. He just maybe doesn't want to move there. Second, I was not sure that it was Ab. Third, I am not a trustworthy interpreter of if an American-speaking voice is the same with another American-speaking voice, because English is, for me, really a strange language. I do not speak it fluently. I do not speak it as a mother tongue, of course. And I can be very easily misled by my own thoughts and by my own acoustic capacity or whatever. And meanwhile, I actually do not think that that was up anymore. I think I was really wrong with my suspicion, or with what I thought that I had heard in the first time. It was not a suspicion, actually, up is lying. It was a suspicion, up is doing an act here for something. So, yes, I just wanted to state that because such things possibly are just really ridiculous, because it would not be important if Ab is partaking in another live stream with another voice, because he does not want to participate there as ecologist, but he wants to support whatever. I mean, I can imagine also for myself, I go to the No Agenda and call in, or I go to whatever, to IPS and call in, and I don't want to go as Faye, so I use maybe a voice changer. I'm not doing that at the moment. I could possibly do it in the future. I don't know. But it is not always, it is not always a sign of someone being corrupt using a voice changer. It can be, but it is not always. In the case of the Muckleshoot, whatever, what was the name? Just a minute, I have to find it. In the case of Cahem, let's say, there are many, many other elements that force actively, in my understanding, an investigation of this character. Not only the Muckleshoot hoax. The Muckleshoot hoax was one important, and it had nothing to do with the voice changer. It had only to do with the fact that Cahem was stating that she was a participant of an event and an eyewitness to two deaf persons, deaths of this event, whom she says she saw with her own eyes dying in that event, and she was also with her daughter in that party or whatever it was, and it was absolutely well researched by all standards of ecology and whatever we call it, that this shooting was a hoax. So she was obviously lying in this case. She was presenting things that means not the way that ecologists have uncovered that they must have happened as a media hoax. So, and by not participating in this research, or by not stating that this is some kind of worth questioning, it is, in my understanding, not okay, and it means something. What does it mean? It means, either it means, oh, I don't want to mess with Cahem. If she's an operator, I'm afraid of messing with her, because she's also a good friend of Simon Chuck. If it is true, we don't know that, actually. So it can mean I don't want to mess with her. It can also mean I cooperate with her. If you cooperate with someone who is so suspicious because he has stated that he was an eyewitness to two deaths which were obviously faked, as the fakeology research has uncovered by all standards, then you are also suspicious. It's a logical consequence of the psychology standards. I'm going back now to this discussion that is taking place there. As I said, I didn't understand 100% the last part of this because of this word which is in quotes, and obviously it has some maybe continuation of this comment. I'm sorry, but I cannot read it. I am reading it from the general text stream, the fake bot, where it is posting directly, because I cannot open another display on my phone. I guess now that it has some continuation which I cannot see now. So I apologize for that. First of all, to Unreal, because I cannot read the whole comment he made. And second, for not understanding this last part, because I cannot read the whole of it. I'm continuing now with the answer by Gaia, who posted on 6:44 a.m. East. That is the difference. You are a conspi, parenthesis, just as bad as a normie, parenthesis closed, piling confirmation bias on top of faulty imagined conclusions, quote unquote, based on your own lunacy. The tinfoil hat archetype the normies use to tarnish truth seekers with. This is just a libel, is I think the characterization of such wording. What are the accusations? The accusation is lunacy. You are a lunatic person. Gaia says, Unreal, you are lunatic. Unreal, you use, no, not you use, you pile confirmation bias on confirmation, piling, putting one confirmation bias upon the other confirmation, so all you say is confirmation bias, and this is faulty conclusions. Your conclusions are not conclusions, they are imaginations. And you are a lunatic, and you are a tinfoil. You are not only just a tinfoil, you are the archetype of the tinfoil. I mean, this is really the language of a bad romancier. You know, such kitsch romancier is like, what did Linda last summer, and love in the trees, and blah, 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 and... I cannot say this in English very good, but you know what I mean, I hope. He continues now. I am a truth seeker. Gaia is a truth seeker, says Gaia. I am not afraid to topple earlier thoughts and reconsider my positions. Wait a minute. So he's saying Unreal is a lunatic, tinfoil, confirmation bias, faulty imagination guy, while Gaia himself is a truth seeker. And why is he a truth? What is the argument for differentiating the lunatic, faulty imagined confirmation bias on top piled tinfoil tarnish from the truth seeker? It is that Gaia can topple earlier thoughts and reconsider positions. That is the main difference, says Gaia. The main difference between Gaia and Unreal, says Gaia, is that Gaia is able to topple earlier thoughts of his and to reconsider his positions. But he has never said that Unreal is not able to topple earlier thoughts and reconsider his positions. He has said that Unreal is piling confirmation bias and imaginating conclusions based on lunacy, because he is a lunatic tinfoil. First of all, lunatic tinfoils do all the time topple earlier thoughts and reconsider their positions because they are lunatics. And they can change their opinions all the time. So, this is no argument. This is just nonsense. Nonsense in the main meaning of that word. Nonsense. It doesn't make sense. But Gaia has an argument. He has an articulated argument that is able to convince us why he is a truth seeker and not a lunatic tinfoil piling confirmation bias type. Like, for instance, on the nuclear science, where far more is real, parenthesis engineering, parenthesis closed, than I first thought. So, this is very important now, because Gaia starts by commenting on deaths, on fake circumcision death of a 22-day-old.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I repeat that. Thank you, Ab. I repeat that. Gaia starts commenting on a fake circumcision death of a 22-day-old baby, continues with attacking Unreal in order to use it as an argument against Ab, who does not have standards, on Discord. Because Gaia left Discord, but not Fakeologist.com, and he now continues trying to convince us that he is a truth seeker because he is able to topple earlier thoughts and reconsider his positions relating to nuclear science. Okay, so we go from circumcision over suspicious characters in the Fakeologist community to nuclear science. So this must be very important to Gaia to state that he has changed his positions relating to nuclear science. Otherwise, he would not bring it in a comment about a fake circumcision death post. And he is expanding it now. I behaved like you, like Unreal, that means. Or maybe it means like Ab. It is not stated clearly. Previously, he was accusing Unreal of being a tinfoil. So, by saying now I behaved like you, actually one thinks he means Unreal, but I have not the feeling that he means Unreal, because Unreal knows his positions. Maybe he has also positions about nuclear science, but I actually know him more about 9/11 and about EGI and about many other things, but nuclear science I have not read. Maybe I'm wrong here and he is really meaning Unreal, but it could also be that he means assuming all nuclear science fake code on the basis of a few Hollywood H-bombs. This is an important sentence because it is also diminishing now the arguments that are used against nuclear science. The people, first of all, I think Ab. I'm now referring to Ab because I'm not sure about Unreal and I don't want to put words in his mouth, which he has not said, as far as I know. But of Ab, I know that he believes that nuclear science is fake. But by stating, by Gaia stating that it can't be possible that all nuclear science is fake on the basis of a few Hollywood H-bombs, he's diminishing the arguments which have been produced against nuclear science by Ab and also by many others, as far as I know. And this sentence makes me also suspicious of Gaia in this very moment, because this is a very scripted sentence. It is a sentence of those that do not take much effort to write down, even if your primary language is not English. I behaved like you, assuming all nuclear science fake on the basis of a few Hollywood H-bombs. I behaved like you, assuming all space travel fake on the basis of a few Hollywood space movies. I behaved like you, assuming all footage of 9/11 fake on the basis of a few videos that have been produced. This is a standard scripted sentence, which is as if Gaia, I am now only speculating, I am not stating any truths. I am, as I said many times, I am not a truth seeker, I am a question seeker. I don't want answers, I want better questions for the things. It makes me very suspicious, really, because it is as if he was waiting a long time to come to this moment where he can state, I behaved like you. I behaved like you, yes. I regret having been here. I regret having stated, you know, if I was wrong with something, I'm now talking about myself, not about Gaia. If I am a researcher or a seeker or a questioner or whatever, but I'm here, I'm participating in this surrounding, I'm questioning things, I'm talking with others, I'm trying to articulate my thoughts a little better every time, or having also backlashes, or how is the word? But I'm here, I'm actively here, and I realized that I was wrong about something. I would never say I behaved like you, because this makes my realization of my fault actually being very far away from me. It is not my own. It is not my own. Neither the fault I did was mine, nor the realization of the fault was mine. It was all scripted. I behaved like you, assuming all nuclear science fake on the basis of a few Hollywood H-bombs. I learned from those mistakes. You prove, just a minute, my display went black. You prove with this paranoia you didn't. Glück auf. By the way, this is the wrong German phrase. It is gut Glück. Auf gut Glück. Glück auf. Completely different, the meaning. So, But this is not how an adult person realizes a fault in such a very important field actually, because nuclear science as a field of fakery is a big part of the fakeology analysis. It is a very important topic, because nuclear science was part of the history of the 20th century. It was one of the biggest elements or narratives that kept the Cold War, the so-called, which was a propaganda war, which was a continuation of the war with other means, war in a broad sense, not I have to criticize JLB once more, because war has many meanings. It's not in the sense that some guys stay in one line and some other guys stay in another line. War has many meanings. Propaganda war is also war. And the Cold War, quote unquote, was ruled with the main narrative of the nuclear threat. And I personally am convinced that the nuclear power plants are part of the hoax management of the nuclear bombs. Possibly it has also evolved into other kinds of producing or keeping or whatever doing with energy. I don't know that, and I am not I'm not a natural scientist or something. So I don't go there to analyze that. But by stating, I behaved like you, and I learned from those mistakes, this makes your participation in the analysis of that big narrative of the 20th century lie narratives and fear narratives and propaganda narratives being not your own. And the realization of your fault or mistake, as if it is a mistake, if you realize that oh no, this is not like that. It's otherwise. I have to research more. I have to dig deeper in that nuclear science stuff. Oh, it was just a mistake. It's not so important. I learned from those mistakes. Next time I put only 3 spoons of sugar in that cake, you know. But you still go on with your paranoia. Oh, so the psychiatric element. Because paranoia is a psychiatric term. Paranoia is a medical term, which means you have a schizophrenic structure, and you have that schizophrenic structure. We can discuss another time about psychiatry as a narrative of control of whatever, but I just use it as it is used in those sciences. Paranoia is a part of a schizophrenic character template, which does create beliefs that seem real but are not existent. So, is it not existent then that Cahem stated that she was a participant of that event where the Muckleshoot hoax took place? She stated it. You can find it. You can listen to it. She's doing an interview with Roy Polloi, and she's talking about it for 20 minutes. So, this is... I have to find a good word for this, and not just any word. This is a direct attack on the personal integrity of another person, in this case Unreal. He's accusing him of not being a healthy human being, but a human being that is talking about stuff that is not real. He's accusing him of a medical disease, which he did that also to JLB in the beginning. He started his participation in those times where we were starting some days apart from another, and we were talking a lot, and suddenly I'm reading a post on fakeologist.com comment section or forum, I don't remember exactly, where he had written a whole text about why he believes that JLB is a psychopath. I'm sorry, why is this relevant, first of all? Why is this relevant? We are not medical detectives. I'm not interested in this kind of discussion. We are talking with the others because we can talk to them in a way that we can understand each other. All these accusations, direct attacks on the personal integrity of others is a characteristic of Gaia. And I disagree with this completely, and he did this to many people. Actually, he did it also to me, but this is not point of interest now because we are talking about this discussion. So I continue with Gaia's next comment. At 7:10 a.m. East, Gaia wrote, more importantly, that the next waste of energy, I think he means then, more importantly, then the next waste of energy is the case itself. Circumcision, quote-unquote circumcision, the euphemistic term for male genital mutilation. I'm giving it another try because I think I understood it wrongly. But I'm going to make a break because I have to order something to eat. I will be back. Hello again. This is Faye. I'm continuing commenting and analyzing and interpreting or speculating about the discussion about fake circumcision death that was posted today on fakeologist.com. I was reading the comment by Gaia at 7:10 a.m. East. More importantly, that the next waste of energy is the case itself. What does it mean, the next waste of energy? I think waste of energy is, he means Unreal's comments and the discussion with Unreal, which he opened and really didn't start commenting on fake circumcision death. Gaia called him out, attacking him, shooting Annette Carrion case, stating that he has no standards and Fecologists has also no standards, and that is why he left his court. But he did not leave Fecologist.com or the Fecopedia. That's the next waste of time, energy, I think. So he goes back to the case itself. Circumcision, the euphemistic term for male genital mutilation. And this now opens some discussion which I am not prepared to do now, because mutilation would be the cutting away a part of the genital apparatus, let's say, male genital apparatus. I do not think that this is the case with circumcision. There are also sometimes medical reasons why someone has to be circumcised, because the skin, I don't know, because the skin is dysfunctional and does not open far enough when the genital, the male genital, the penis, is filling up with blood, or I don't know the medical terms. That's one point, and the other point is, I think with the circumcision, they only cut through this membrane, and so the skin is able to stretch, something like that. So I think mutilation is possible. It is possible to declare it as a mutilation. It would be the critique to that practice is to call it a mutilation as a kind of attacking it as an it is an intervention, of course. It is a violent intervention, but I'm not sure if mutilation would be just accurate. And I say this because, not because I think it is,
if you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fecologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
The whole organ, the whole part of the body. In the male case, I think it is not cutting away that part of the body, but cutting through that membrane. But I'm not sure. This is all as far as my knowledge goes. Gaia continues. It is completely irrelevant if this is a fake story with a fake baby and fake parent. Okay. What is this statement now? There is a story in the media, which is possibly fake, and it is about male circumcision and the death of a baby. The fake death of a baby after a circumcision. Why is it irrelevant if it is fake or not? Up posts this story, suspecting the story to be fake. This opens up the discussion, what would it mean if it is fake? Why could it be important to have fake stories about fake circumcisions, about fake deaths of babies after circumcisions? But by stating it is completely irrelevant if it is fake or not, it is saying, fakeology is completely irrelevant anyway, because any topic can be fake and cannot be fake. So why bother having fakeologist.com? It is completely irrelevant if something is fake in the media or not. I don't know how to call this. This is just not thought about. He didn't think about it. He just writes. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's not thought. Not well thought. Because if this fake story, if this post about the fake story is fake, the discussion is, why? Why is there a story like that? What do we interpret? What do we understand? What does it make? What is the strategy? What is the aim? Why are we doing psychology? That's why we are doing psychology, not because we are throwing the how are we called with the small points of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You throw them, and then comes 3 or 4 or 5. We are not playing cards and saying, ah, this is 50% fake, this is not 50% fake. No, fuck off, Gaia. It is not like that. Psychology is important. It is not irrelevant. It is very, very, very important. Because, another discussion, I continue. What is important, that there is a daily practice going on by which, for no reason whatsoever, healthy babies are being cut by freaks. And parents who allow that to happen, but are too chicken shit to get their own knife and do it themselves. Okay, let's analyze this. I'm trying to catch the faden. I'm going to catch the line from the beginning. In my words, of course, I cannot use the words of Gaia or Unreal or App. The story published on psychologist.com about, as published as a fake story about a circumcision death of a 22-day-old baby, is completely irrelevant if it is fake or not. So, we are not discussing psychology. What are we discussing? We are discussing about circumcision itself. Circumcision is the problem. It is a daily practice, that's what I understand Gaia is saying. I think circumcision is not good. It's a daily practice that healthy babies are being cut by freaks, and parents allow that to happen, but they are too chicken shit to get their own knife and do it themselves. First of all, this is completely confused, because the daily practice of circumcision, it's not daily. The practice of circumcision is not daily. It is a ritual within a religious context. It follows concrete rules. You cannot say it is the daily practice. It is an established practice. That's possible. But it's not a daily practice. You say it's a daily practice with your hands, because you do that many times a day, and it's a daily practice. But it's not a daily practice, circumcision. That's wrong. And for no reason whatsoever is also not right, because there are reasons for the circumcisions. The reasons are to find in that religious context or other context, societal context, which legitimates those people who do that, but it's not for us good reason. So for Gaia it is not a good reason, that's what he say. I don't think it's a good reason whatsoever. For healthy babies to be cut by freaks. It's also this vulgar language with the babies are healthy, the parents are freaks, everything is everything's gonna be alright. the parents also are chicken shit, too chicken shit. You have to write it with 2 O, Gaia. The Gaia writes always correctly. He never does a typo, as I do, for example, very, not only typos, but also a wrong, really, I am an orthographer. And then this visual language, the parents are chicken shit, cannot get the knife and do it themselves. It's like a sitcom, this whole story, yeah. He continues, that practice and the implications it has on the war for the psyche and the war for resources, this is all written in capital letters, war for the psyche and war for human resources, is very real and should be the point of interest and outrage. This is for me completely not understandable, because I don't know any practice of circumcision I cannot imagine a practice. There is a practice of circumcision, we know that, male and female, but war for the psyche, I cannot understand it. That for me is war for the psyche. Psyche is a context of out of the narrative of philosophy, and later on, starting in the 19th century, the narrative of psychology, which has nothing to do with circumcision. So I cannot bring those two contexts together unless we are going to make a mashup. Human resources, I don't know if there is a war for human resources. I don't know that. For human resources means there is a war to gain humans, or what human resources? Human resources, we speak of human resources in the field of industry or capitalistic societies, or human resources in big companies, the HR departments. They are looking for the talents, and they are looking for guys with good bios to get them on the company and to give them a good job. The war for human resources, I cannot think of a possibility to combine a war for human resources with the practice of circumcision. So this does not make, this is nonsense for me, but you can enlighten me if you think there is. But if I would skip now this intense articulations of a propagandistic style, because if you say that practice and the implications it has on the war for the psyche and the war for human resources, that is a propagandistic art of speaking. It is a strong rhetoric. It is also in capital letters, and it combines narratives that are completely paradox to each other. So you just shock the audience, and the audience is not thinking war and psyche, war and psyche, war, human resources, psyche, circumcision, war, it's all together, they're cutting my babies, they take the psyches, they eat the resources, they drink the blood, and that's propaganda. This, but even if I surpass the propaganda rhetoric, I can understand what he is saying. He is saying it is very real that there is this practice, and this practice should be the point of interest and outrage. No, Gaia, that is not the point of interest and outrage in the fecology community, because this practice is, of course, an interesting topic. Surely it is a very interesting topic, because it has to do with power on bodies, it has to do with control, it has to do with violence on bodies, it has to do with misuse, with abuse, with many, many important things. But it is not a fecological topic. It is a different kind of topic. And that's why I think the Gaia is misunderstanding the fecology concept or the discussions that are made here. I have nothing against discussing about I'm actually very interested in any topic that has to do with power, with society, with democracy, with life, with garden. I'm actually, there are very few topics I'm not interested in, maybe sports or something, but even sports have a very strong relationship to society and power and distribution of power, and these are interesting topics, but they are not topics of ecology. The interesting point here of the post that was made by psychologists was that there was a fake circumcision death. Not that it was a circumcision, that it was a fake circumcision media story. And that should be discussed as a psychological story, as psychologists. That's my understanding. But I'm not saying what you have to do, I just say what I understand. I continue now with Gaia's post. Not the text umpteenth tidbit from the media. Not the next umpteenth tidbit from the media. So he continues by understanding that fake media stories are not important. The only thing that is important is circumcision. We should talk only about circumcision. How much of this media candy does one need to taste before the poison is recognized? Wow, this is now very manipulative. Very manipulative, because who is poisoning whom here? What is this sentence saying? Trying to rephrase. Gaia is accusing App that he's posting a candy, a media candy. He's posting a media candy because he has an agenda. The agenda of his is to poison us. To poison us with what? To poison us with just talking about fake media stories. That's what I understand by this sentence. And it is very manipulative, because he is not stating, you know something, I believe App puts bullshit stories on his site because he just doesn't want us to talk about the Jews, he doesn't want us to talk about politics, he just doesn't want to talk us to talk about gay, about territory, about circumcision. Circumcision is the topic that Gaia is interested in. And maybe also nuclear science. Yes. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, really. But this is a very manipulative sentence. And my English does not allow me to be sure about my interpretations. If it was German, I could be 100% sure if I interpret something, or if it was Greek. But in English, I'm always only maybe 80-85% sure about my own thoughts that I am articulating. At 7:40 a.m. East, Unreal comments also again, and he's writing, "Your reply makes no sense, as it does not address any factual argument, just repetitive derogatory terms used to belittle both conspiracy research, ecologists, and myself, clearly." I think I do not have to comment on this. My own comments were going in that direction. Unreal has the ability to be very concisive. So he can say three words and they are very accurate and describing the whole thing. For example, for what I would need half an hour to spell it. So I do not comment on that. For information, truth seeker is a synonym for conspiracy theorist, aka conspi, quote unquote, which you use to impolitely negatively label everyone visiting this site and that you for hours have catered to in your endless ramblings on audio chats on air. I have to smile because Unreal here uses the word ramblings. I like this word. I'm not sure what it exactly means. I have I have my own associations with the word, and it has to do with rabbits that are having much sex and producing much babies, rabbit babies. I don't know. It's maybe from German, because rumble in German means something like that. And so I that's why I'm smiling. And yes, I think here the discussion goes in a direction which Gaia, of course, opened. Gaia calls himself a truth seeker. The truth seeker says Unreal is a synonym for conspiracy theorist, or conspi as an abbreviation. Yeah, actually, I think this would be an unnecessary discussion unless Gaia would accept it. But obviously, Gaia thinks these are different things, that these are synonyms, that's what Unreal says. I don't know, I don't have any opinion on that, because I don't like those terms very much, and I would not fight upon the concrete meaning of truth seeker or conspiracy theorist or conspi. I don't mind using them, I don't mind accepting them, but Unreal is making a point. That's the only important thing I see here. Unreal is making the point that Gaia differentiates himself from all the others in the surrounding of ecology by stating that he is a truth seeker, and all the others are not truth seekers, they are just transpeace. That's what he's saying. I agree that Gaia is doing that, but as I said, for me this is not an important point, but maybe I'm going to learn later more. I continue with the comment by Unreal, but I have a very low battery status now, 15%, so maybe I'm going to close up soon. Unreal continues, indeed, your active participation, Gaia, on this side is clearly quite insane, as you seemingly are unaware being a conspi, quote-unquote, yourself, from the very definition of the term. No wonder you, Gaia, have a should-I-stay-or-should-I-go attitude. If you are unaware, you actively participate in conspiracy research yourself, and indeed qualify. Oh, that continues, and I don't have the continuation of the comment, and it is important because the whole meaning is going to follow, as I see, because the first part does not reveal where it is going to. There is also another comment by Gaia following, and another by Arp, then another by Arp on the same topic, I'm saying, and another by Unreal, and I would like to continue the discussion about this, but I have first to fill up my stomach and then to fill up my battery when I go home. So I'm ending here for now. I thank everyone who finds this somehow worth listening. For the others, please skip the audio and listen to something more interesting. There are many interesting topics on the site, and yeah, thanks to Arp for the ability to have this live stream and being able to express thoughts about topics in all well-meaning, even if the critique is sometimes harsh. It has to be, because otherwise critique would be tedious. Thanks everybody, and have a good evening. Bye-bye. That's all, folks.